Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 482 for Monday, July 20th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Canada Futures canola market was weaker on Monday in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex. Canola was down $3 to $4, with the most active November contract down $4.20 at $517.20 per ton. Traders took profits, which contributed to the declines. Scattered showers across a significant portion of the Canadian prairies in recent days was bearish for values. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also lower, which weighed on values. However, much of the canola crop is delayed due to weather issues and is going to need frost-free weather heading deep into the fall for it to come through okay. Large worldwide supplies of soybeans cap the upside. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 25 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all under pressure. Soybeans were down 8 to 9 cents, with the November contract down 9.96 per bushel. Values encountered resistance at the technically important $10 a bushel mark in trading. Reports of drier weather and better-than-expected crops limited the losses. Some traders took profits on chart-based signals. Wheat was down 20 to 21 cents with the most active September contract in Chicago at 5.32 per bushel. Speculators liquidated their long positions due to better weather conditions in many different countries, including the U.S. Midwest, where the U.S. winter wheat crop was in mid-harvest. A higher U.S. dollar and sluggish export demand weighed down values. U.S. corn futures were 15 cents lower, with the most active December contract checking in at 416 a bushel. Forecasts of warm, dry weather across the U.S. Midwest are expected to help the corn crop, which has been plagued by wet weather. Crop conditions are expected to improve in this afternoon's USDA report. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, July 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.